This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more aspects of this year's regular legislative session.
We put the thing on the Senate floor for 50 hours.
It wasn't about IP.
Compared to the total number of bills filed in both chambers this year, only a few were sent to the governor for his consideration. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says many Missouri senators went into session with different expectations than normal.
So when we began the session this year, we were told, you know, nothing would get done. And I wondered about that myself a time or two. But I think if you concentrate on the things that you know are important and you try to find common ground with the people who are in the Senate, you can find it. And I believe we did that.
Some of the biggest issues to hit the floor of the Missouri Senate this year were among the last to be considered. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83, which would have had Missouri voters decide how initiative petition measures would go on to future ballots, had its time in the upper chamber this year.
There's only one way out of a 50-hour filibuster. We didn't have the people who wanted to take that way out. I think there's a number of different ways to look at this. I'm not entirely convinced if IP reform was on the August ballot that a court wouldn't. Certainly, the abortion IP and any other IP that's on the November ballot is going to say, hey, we started under the old process, and we should get to finish under the old process.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he believes this issue was used for differing reasons.
I mean, that was the priority. I think that's what you saw on the surface level. But truthfully, I think that was the symptom and not the disease. I think that the body was done with being bullied. And I think the IP was the last sort of vestige of that. And it could have been a number of other things.
With a large majority of legislation unsuccessful, several Missouri senators say they hope to try again next year. Senator Angela Walton Mosley of Florissant says Senate Bill 890 would have created the Missing and Murdered African-American Women Task Force.
African-American women make up 19% of the population here, and 42% of missing and murdered people are African-American women. So that's why it's important to get it passed.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says Senate Bills 767 and 1342 would have modified provisions relating to marriage.
These are the kinds of headlines that my friends who are apolitical or live in different parts of the country send me and say, what is happening in Missouri? It makes Missouri look bad. But more importantly, we are not doing enough to protect young girls who are forced into marriages and whose lives are worse in every way as a result.
No objections being made. The bills are so signed. Having no further business coming before the body, I move.
Lawmakers adjourned the 2024 regular legislative session, sine die, or with no appointed date for a resumption, on May 30th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.vo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.